Ladies and gentlemen, return your radios to their upright position. Prepare for takeoff into hour number two with America's First Lady of Liberty, a voice not left, not right, but truth-centered, taking on all enemies of freedom. Now, from the live, free, or die sovereign state of New Hampshire, raise up another rousing cheer for the Doctor of Digital Privacy, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Catherine Albrecht.
And welcome to hour two of the program. I want to talk about one of the topics that certainly has occupied a lot of my life for the last couple of years, that topic being implantable microchips. We know that these things are evil. I think deep in everybody's gut is a sense that this is not a good plan. You don't see a whole lot of people lining up to get themselves microchipped. But it seems like people are increasingly willing to have their pets and their elderly parents microchipped, or at least that seems to be the direction things are going. I know right now we're looking at about 5% of U.S. dogs, according to some recent estimates, contain or have been implanted with a microchip, an implantable microchip. Yet there are still people out there who've never even heard of this technology. Well, joining us to talk about her years of research on this very topic is my dear friend Jeannie. She first contacted me and my co-author, Liz McIntyre, that's my Spy Chips co-author, Liz McIntyre, a couple of years back and said, I want to share with you my story. My dog, Leon, my bulldog, developed cancer around a microchip. We had it written up as a formal research article. It has appeared in print, and I'd like you to check it out. And one thing led to another. The next thing I knew, I had found lots of studies revealing these implantable microchips relating to cancer. And we got that information into the hands of Associated Press reporter Todd Lewin. He spent about 6 months tracking this down and revealed the story to the world. Lots and lots of implications to this. This was after these microchips had been approved for use in human beings by the Food and Drug Administration. Apparently, and from all the evidence, it certainly appears that they were not aware of these studies and did not know that these chips caused cancer in animals, in laboratory animals, and also in dogs. So big question marks coming up for the microchip implant folks. And now Jeannie has taken all of her experiences and all of her research and compiled it into a 55-page document. It's a tremendous report. It tells her personal story interwoven with lots and lots of research that she's done. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Jeannie to the program. Good afternoon.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. I want to thank you for putting all of this together. You've also continued over the last couple of years to send me more and more stories about these microchips and the dangers that they cause. We know about an alpaca insertion. You sent me an email just last month that a six-month-old alpaca in the UK had a problem with a microchip. We know about spinal injuries from microchips. We know about animals bleeding to death. It sounds like this problem is not going away.
Well, unfortunately, I think you're right about that, and I think that as more animals are going to be chipped, we're going to see more and more of those cases. But bear in mind, I think it's important for people to realize there will be a lot of those cases happening, but we won't even know the depth of the problem because few people report adverse reactions, and we know that even from our own personal lives in the human medical field. So in the animal field, even less adverse reactions are reported, and even less come into scientific documents, because I'll tell you an interesting little story. When Leon's scientific paper was finally published, I took a copy of it. And
I'm sorry, that last part got cut off. When his paper was finally published, go on.
Oh, yeah, sorry. When his paper was finally published, I took it to one of his veterinarians, and she said, do you know how difficult this is to accomplish something like this? And I looked at her, and I said, well, yes, I know. I've been working on this for 2 years. And she looked at me again, and she said, no. Do you understand how difficult it is to get a scientific document like this done? And I looked at her thinking, but I'm the one that just went through this. And then she looked at me and she says, I'm really proud of you.
Wow.
And I realized at that moment, because she knows the ins and outs of the business and how a lot of information is covered up. And it really cemented the fact to me at that point, you know, what an accomplishment it was to get the scientific document published in a credible a journal. So unfortunately, these problems, they're out there, and we will, the more animals are chipped, the more it'll come to light.
Now,
but it'll also be buried, too, and they'll find a reason to say, well, the benefits outweigh the risks.
You know, there are so many cases like this where it really took a tenacious person or a handful of tenacious people to take a story that was happening on a widespread basis, and yet there was a lot of moneyed interest trying to keep it quiet. And, you know, those things do. I mean, I'm a believer that, as the phrase goes, the truth will out. You know, the truth is going to make its way out at some point, and I appreciate certainly the work of people like you who are helping to speed that process up. For our listeners who may not have heard your earlier interviews or may not be familiar with your story, go ahead and give us the background on how you came to be one of the world's foremost opponents of the implantable microchip. How did you come to know about this?
Well, actually, this journey began in September of 2003 when my little French bulldog who you mentioned, Leon, he received a microchip implant. And I was told that in order for him to fly with me, he needed to be chipped, even though Leon had a current passport and a readable tattoo. In fact, I later learned that he didn't even need to be chipped, and no one even asked about a microchip for the flight or crossing borders. But then in April of 2004, he developed, and that's as defined by the pathology report, a high-grade infiltrative fibrosarcoma. Now, in plain English, that means an aggressive form of cancer. And that was at the site of the microchip implant. And I think your listeners, Catherine, might be interested to note that this chip was from Marial, the Indexel brand. That traces back to your friends at Digital Angel Corporation. Also note that Digital Angel Corporation, they've provided these chips to other companies, such as the Home Again brand to Sharing Plow, and the Human implant to Verichip Corporation. So back to Leon. In order to determine the best treatment for him, I wanted to know what caused the cancerous growth. And as the microchip was at the site of the cancerous mass, I began to research the topic of microchip-induced sarcomas. So I want to say that my research actually began from a neutral point of view, neither for nor against microchip implants. And I uncovered the scientific documents that you referenced earlier of mice and rats that develop cancer because of their microchip implants. Also a scientific document regarding a dog developed a liposarcoma at the site of his microchip implant. And interestingly enough, this chip was also Marial's Indexel brand. There's also a scientific report that I found of a bat and a cat. They developed a microchip-associated cancerous growth. So I later realized that the microchip cancer risk and supporting scientific documents were important to share with the public. And one reason was because it was a challenge to find the scientific documents. And so that made me wonder how many people were really aware of the microchip cancer risk. And another reason that I realized it was important to share this information with others was because when I tried to report Leon's adverse reaction, I was just stonewalled. And by that, I mean that when I contacted adverse reporting agencies, no one could help me. And as I wrote in this recently released document, each person basically said, sorry, I can't help you. So I guess I was really naive at that point. I just call another agency in another country. And it was such a frustrating process that I finally wrote a separate document quite some time ago for Leon's website, and that's entitled Reporting Leon's Adverse Reaction, Lingering Questions. And you mentioned Todd Lewin's article, the chip implants linked to animal tumors. You know, after that document finally made international headlines, the misleading and deceptive information that was published in defense of the implants by those promoting the chip, it was, for me, it was nauseating and probably.
Yeah, that's the part that really disgusted me, and that's why I wrote my FAQ document on that for that very reason. All right, my guest is Jeannie. She is an expert after spending years researching adverse reactions from implantable microchips in pets and animals, and we'll hear more about that when we come back. We live in a scary world, and things seem to get worse every day. Yet when you hear me on the radio, there's a spring in my step and a smile in my voice. How is that possible with all the bad news I have to plow through each day? The answer is a simple one. It's because of my relationship with God. I come to Him with my prayers, faith, and love, and He rewards me with protection, courage, and calm. He meets all my needs and opens doors for me when they need to be opened. God wants that kind of relationship with you, too. To find the comfort and security that comes from knowing the God of the universe, the loving God who made you, you can start by reading the book of Matthew. It's the first book in the New Testament, about two-thirds of the way through your Bible. Pray before you begin reading. Ask God to touch your heart and let you feel His love. The Lord wants to save you from the ravening beast nipping at all of our heels. He wants to embrace you as His beloved child and meet all of your needs. Give Him a chance to do it. Read the book of Matthew today.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Accident is at the gate, and the driver ain't our friend. He's saying that I have to chill all the animals living here. I don't like the way he's looking at my dog who's growling with a sneer. He's my best friend, my hound. He'll never have an RFID. He's my best friend, my hound. Going to remain shipwrecked. made. Big brother selling chips to my family farm, and his laws ain't exactly fair. Big brother and my best friend, my hound, now there's an awkward air.
Big brother and my best friend, my hound. Yeah, that is indeed a pretty awkward pair, let me put it that way. My guest this hour is Jeannie. Her website is NobleLeon.com. That's Noble, N-O-B-L-E, Leon, which is the name of her dog, L-E-O-N, Noble-Leon.com. She's got a wealth of information of the microchip. She's got a new 55-page report out, more information than people are aware of, I'll say that. You know, during the break, Jeannie and I were just talking about the fact that the Linda Hawkins, who is a woman whose dog just had a cancer removed 2 weeks ago, you know, her pathologist, I spoke on the phone to the pathologist who was taking a look at this cancer and found a microchip inside of it, and he wrote up in the pathology report and said, I've never heard of a cancer around a microchip, and yet that seems to be the case here. And so during the break, Jeannie and I were just saying to each other, you know, these guys haven't heard of this. Despite our work, despite our efforts, no one seems to be aware of this within the veterinary community. So if it comes down to it, we may actually need to, I don't know, run some ads in the dog publications or something just to get the word out about this, because the companies promoting these chips have really managed to keep it silent. What's been your experience, Jeannie, when you talk to people about this? Do people say, oh, yeah, that microchip story, whatever? Or do the people say, the what? Microchip caused cancer, huh?
Well, actually, some people don't even want to know about it. And that's very bizarre, and I've had that, response, for example, as I explained when I tried to report Leon's adverse reaction. And I've gotten feedback when I spoke with one of the creators. There's a Dutch website, Invisio, and I spoke with her several months ago, and apparently years ago, I think she went to Brussels. I think that there's a headquarters there because they were trying to do mandatory chipping of the horses in Holland. And she went and she presented a slew of reasons. And she has the website and talks about neurological damage and problems that these chips have caused the horses. And she says they don't want to know about it. And that's a common theme. It's everywhere. It's the common theme. They don't want to know about it. Anyone who's pushing it, they don't want to know about it, and they just hope you'll go away. And, you know, they will just ignore you. Then they'll just deny, discredit. It's disturbing, the response. Even, you know, there were a few veterinarians. I was lucky. The veterinarians that helped me with Leon were extremely open-minded. So I'm eternally grateful to them. They never stifled me or anything. But I would even give the paper, try to give his scientific report and other documents to other vets. Catherine, they didn't even want to look at the report.
Are these people who already have an interest, do you think, in supporting the microchipping agenda, or they've been doing it so long that they don't want to entertain the possibility that they've been harming animals, do you think?
Well, I'm not sure, Catherine, but let me just... This ties into what you said. This is an email that I received from someone this morning, and because she's opposed in England, they're trying to push through mandatory chipping of dogs. And
that's
she,
right.
You know, read all of my stuff. And I just like to read something to you. This will tell you the mentality of what you're dealing with. And here's what she says. She said, I recently received a sales circular from the Royal Dick Veterinary College inviting me to attend a course. The course offered to train anyone over the age of 16 with no qualifications to implant microchips, so long as they could afford the £195 course fee. When I telephoned the Royal Dick to ask if the cancer risk was to be included in the course, I was told that they had never heard of it, so it's unlikely to be on the curriculum. They said they'd investigate and get back to me, but of course they haven't. And that's a quote. This woman is extremely reliable.
Wow.
So here you're getting people don't know about the risk when you try to make them aware of it. Oh, well, it's best left unsaid.
You know, I wonder, you know, we've got 20,000 members of Caspian and a lot of volunteers. Maybe the thing to do is to get some material into their hands and just ask an army of volunteers to begin emailing, phone calling, and a letter writing campaign. I mean, we've sent out packets, we've sent out information, but I think it needs to be on a much, much larger scale so that this information gets into the hands of the people who need to be hearing it. And it's one thing if they want to be skeptical, but it's another thing if they say, I've just never heard it. You know, I'm almost more inclined to feel like we're doing our job if people say, oh yeah, well, I'd rather not believe it. And the evidence, by the way, folks, is absolutely airtight. You could bounce a quarter off of the evidence. But, you know, people do. If they've got a financial interest, they don't want to be sued. They don't want to acknowledge that maybe they've harmed animals in the past or, you know, and it doesn't have to be nefarious. I think sometimes you just don't want to acknowledge in your own heart that you might have done something wrong, and it's easier to just not go there. I can see that. But what's really bugging me is the number of people who should know about this, the number of pathologists. You know, I encountered one just 2 weeks ago, but how many pathologists are there out there who are encountering these microchips encased in cancers, in dogs, and not knowing to report it because they've never heard about it, and do what this guy did. He just kind of scratched his head. He was very puzzled. He didn't know. He actually wrote in the actual pathology report, he said, I am aware of no literature associating microchips with, how did he say it, secondary neoplasms, which is a word for cancer. He says, I am aware of no literature. He literally wrote this in the pathology report. The dog owner faxed me the pathology report, and I said, how can this be? Here is a man who has encountered an actual cancer that may well kill this dog, has encountered a tumor the size of a walnut, and when he cut it open, the microchip was inside of it. And he wrote in his report, I'm not aware of any literature linking microchips with cancer. They need to be aware of it. We've got to get the word out to these people so that more of these cases get reported. If they'd known, even if we had a central registry where people could simply weigh in and say, I've found a cancer, let me just add one more story to the list, that's what we need. I really believe that.
Well, that's one of the things that really disturbed me, Catherine, was that even when, for example, I tried to report Leon's adverse reaction, no one wanted to hear it, as I've already mentioned. But then another thing is they're pushing for mandatory chipping of animals.
Yeah, that's where this really gets creepy.
And there's no mandatory reporting of adverse reactions.
Right.
And in fact, there's no mandatory reporting of adverse reactions to any veterinary product.
Yeah. Well, and that's another problem that needs to be addressed. We've certainly got our work cut out for us. I'll say that. You and I have done the research. Now I think we need to move into the PR phase and start really mounting a campaign to raise awareness and let people know about this. Regardless of how they want to respond, they need to at least have an opportunity to see the evidence. All right. We're visiting with Jeannie. We'll be right back right after this.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's nothing like a good old dog. Nothing like a good old dog. He'll wag himself into at the sight of you. Nothing like a good old dog. He doesn't need a reason. He doesn't need a rhyme to keep on loving you all the time.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Dr. Catherine Olbrecht. You know, during the break between hour one and hour two of this program, we got about a 6-minute break there between the hours when we do the news. My husband said, "Hey, some friends have stopped by with their dogs," so I actually actually headed down for like a 1-minute opportunity to meet a little Bichon and a little Papillon. And what cuties they are, I tell you. You know, my husband's been trying to get us to get a Bichon. I want an Esky, an American Eskimo dog, a big white fluffy dog. And one of my problems has been you cannot adopt a dog from a local shelter without a microchip in it. Katie has just written in. Katie, who does our archives, is here in the instant message window. And she says, you know, should we be out there protesting the ASPCA? Should we be out there protesting these animal organizations, these humane societies, you know, who are trying to do adoptions in the malls and get these animals into homes? Should we be protesting them? I don't know. What do you think, Jeannie?
Well, I think one of the reasons that I wrote this document was to increase awareness. So I think the first thing is for your listeners, help us get this document circulating, because there's so much backup information via the references section of this document. So I think it's to increase awareness of the global problems associated with microchip implants, because people can poo-poo the microchip cancer risk all that they want. But I think when they start to understand there are other very serious potential health risks associated with the microchip implants, plus there are a slew of other problems, You know, and that's how when the people in San Marcos, Texas, it's really brilliant what they were able to accomplish with your help, because when they understood the big picture, they got involved. And like you were saying before, I mean, how is it that pathologist, in spite of the work that we've done, he still writes, I'm not aware of any other case of microchip implants causing cancer. So the first step is get this document circulating, increase awareness. And I'm not sure. I've been racking my brains also, Catherine, to come up with how do we get people to do something.
Well, let me open up the phone lines, because we've got a lot of brilliant listeners out there. We've got a lot of activists in our listening audience, and I'd love to talk to some people and get your thoughts on what it is that you think we need to do, what kind of a campaign we need to mount, how we might be able to get some funding, how we might be able to really get this information into the hands of every veterinarian in the country. And I think that, you know, rather than send out a 55-page document, and I had to laugh when I saw your 55-page document because, of course, my document is 55 pages. So there's something about these 55-page, you know, things that land on your desk with a thud, and I know because I've written one, that people kind of go, their eyes glaze over. It's a lot of information. Maybe what we need is a really glossy one-page you know, brochure, a handout. I mean, PETA does a really good job with this, as much as you may despise a lot of their tactics and a lot of their long-term desires for the country and for animal ownership. But, you know, that you will, I will grant them this. They do a really good job getting public attention to their cause. I mean, there's not a person in the country who follows the news who hasn't heard about PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and their opposition of fur and meat eating and et cetera. And that's because they're really good at doing that public relations piece, and they're probably not issuing 55-page documents with all of the research. You need that to back you up. You know, my husband always says this to me, too. He says, you know, you really need to sit down, whatever my topic and whatever my campaign du jour is, he says, you got to sit down and use that Harvard education you've got and write it up with the footnotes, with the airtight references, so that if anybody wants to challenge you, then you just beat them over the head with your document. But that's the backup. That can't be your first line of approach, because people just, you know, we have such a short attention span. People are used to the 2-minute YouTube clip. Maybe we need to do some YouTube stuff. People are used to the little one-page glossy flyer. People are used to seeing the celebrity up there, you know, giving you a two-sentence thing in an ad in Vogue magazine or whatever it might be. People don't sit down and actually read research anymore. So let me give out the phone number. It's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. My email address is kma@spychips.com. That's SpyChips after our award-winning book on RFID in products. And we're, of course, speaking about RFID implants, radio frequency identification devices, little microchips with antennas encapsulated in medical-grade glass, dipped into a porous plastic substance, a polypropylene substance called BioBond, and then injected into the flesh of living beings, dogs, cats, and even human beings, with an injector to become a permanent implant in that person's body. And, of course, these things do cause cancer. Let me give out your link, noble-leon.com. On the website, what's the easiest way to get to your new report?
To the new report, actually, if they just go to the home page, which you said Noble, put the dash, leon.com, and just scroll down, look under news, and it's right there. It says November 2009. That's when we just released the document. And I agree with you, Catherine, with regards to the length of – I agree with what you've said and also what your husband said. And the reason why I – well, actually, let me just put it this way. I thought I could put all this together in about 10 pages.
Yeah, I know. So did I.
Yeah, so you can sympathize. And then it just kept going and going and going. And there was so much more I wanted to say. And I said, okay, I've got to stop, and I just have to get it out there.
Right.
And your husband is right, because, you see, I did it in that way because I didn't want anyone to be able to poke any holes in what I'd written. Because even if I make one little mistake, an unintentional mistake, they'll just discredit everything that I've done. Meanwhile, the microchip companies or anyone promoting the chips, they can deceive and flat out lie.
That's right.
And it's okay.
That's right. And then they enlist the help of Time Magazine,
Exactly.
I was horrified at Time Magazine's support of this industry and repeating Scott Silverman's lies verbatim and not even doing any fact-checking when that was absolutely just filled with errors. And so noble-leon.com, you can see all of Jeannie's resources. If you go to my website at antichips.com, I've got an 80-question FAQ document, frequently asked questions about RFID microchips. There's a whole section in there about cancer and about the lies from the microchip industry in a pretty simple FAQ format. And I found sometimes that's a little bit easier for people than sitting down with just a block of text. So that's been a pretty popular
absolutely,
page.
No, absolutely, and I agree with you on that. And I think we do have to put it in a nice, neat form. But this document, people can go back and pick out of that document the topics that they want. And that's what I want to do is I want to empower people with information and give them – the resource section is massive. And I want people to know where they can look for additional information. So I want to use that just as a base for people.
Absolutely.
And then for them to say, okay, well, I want to take this little section and I want to send a letter to the editor. Or maybe my kid. I can get my kid to write, you know, a paper, a school paper about this topic. So that's why, and I do, it is daunting. When you see this document, it's massive, and you think, oh, my God, information overload.
Mm. But well, and that's why I'm thinking YouTube videos, you know, something short, sweet, and to the mm-hmm. point. You'll also be pleased to know, Jeannie, that I'm going to be serving on the program committee for IEEE. That's the Engineering Association, the International Engineering Association. I'm going to be on the program committee for their upcoming symposium on technology and society, the topic of which is implantable microchips. And I'm going to be presenting my microchip cancer paper at that event, which is going to be taking place in Australia this summer.
Wow,
so we will
great.
Be getting this information out into the hands of a large number of academics. Several hundred people are going to be participating in that conference and maybe even more reading the conference proceedings online and elsewhere. So that's a pretty influential crowd, the engineers out there. So at least we're making kind of a dent, but I do think we need to be reaching those pathologists and veterinarians and especially the pet owners so they can say no to this garbage. We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
R-F-I-D.
Chip in my right hand.
And I'll drink that government Kool-Aid when I can. Just be a good little sheepo and buy on command. RFID.
Chip in my right hand.
No ID chip for illegals, but one for you and me. After all, we're the ones who obey willingly. RFID.
Chip in my right hand.
The government says the ID chip is good security. No more sovereign citizen, your inventory. RFID.
Chip in my right hand.
And I drink that government Kool-Aid when I can. Just be a good little sheeple and buy on command. RFID.
Chip in my right hand.
Okay, Mr. Bureaucrat, sir, I'm here for my ID chip injection. Put it there. Ow. It hurts bigger than it looks.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Dr. Catherine Olbrecht on the Genesis Communication Network. You can find this program on your local radio dial. You can also find it by going to CatherineOlbrecht.com. Click on the radio button, and when you pull that down, there's a listen live option right there on the menu bar, so you can hear this program right through your computer speakers. If you're ever on vacation or you're for some reason away from your radio, you can also take this program with you on your iPod, press it onto a CD, mail it to a friend. You got lots of options, because every one of the programs that we do on this show is archived as an MP3 audio file, also available at CatherineAlbrecht.com on the guests or archives and guests menu right there at CatherineAlbrecht.com. All right, our guest this hour is Jeannie. She has a new report out on RFID microchip implants and animals. The fact that they not only cause cancer, but they are also associated with other health problems. Can you talk to us about some of those, Jeannie?
Sure. As you mentioned in the paper, I've outlined quite a few serious health risks associated with microchip implants. And how about there's migration of the implant. And by migration, I mean the unwanted movement of the chip in the body from the original implant site. Now, this is interesting because in order to prevent the chips from moving around the body, because as you can imagine, it's potentially dangerous for the chip to move around the body. Techniques are sometimes used that are supposed to prevent the chip from moving. You mentioned BioBond. Now, attempting to prevent the chip from moving around is interesting in itself because the intentional inflammatory response that's created may be one of the reasons the chip can cause cancer. And in fact, the researchers documented their observation that when they examined the microchip-induced tumors, they noticed that it was common for the tumors to start developing at the part of the chip that had the anti-migrational sheath.
That, by the way, that's what was discovered by this pathologist in this recent report as well.
Ah, very interesting.
Yeah, it arose from the BioBond, absolutely.
There you have it. So by trying to solve the problem of not letting the chip move around, well, they just might be causing this little problem called cancer.
You know, I have to add one other thing, though, because the way the BioBond works for our listeners, the BioBond, it's a plastic substance, but when you look at it under a microscope, it's porous, so it's like a sponge. And the tissue in the body, because you're putting a foreign substance into, you're putting a foreign body into some, you know, the flesh of an animal. So what it's going to do, it tries to remove it, first of all, and that may be one of the reasons why we see the migration is the body actually tries to push it and get it out. But because it's injected so deep, it can't come back out, so it kind of scoots around under the body. With the BioBond, what happens is that the body, after it realizes it can't remove this device, it encapsulates it to try to isolate it from the rest of the body, because your body doesn't know. I mean, an animal's body doesn't know, is this something that's going to dissolve? Is this something toxic? Is it going to rust? And so it creates a little capsule, and that capsule itself is where we're seeing these microchip cancers or microchip-induced cancer starting from. One of the things I thought was very interesting in the literature, Jeannie, is that as Todd Lewin and I were researching this further, one of the conjectures is that the smoothness of the implant also could give rise to cancer. So they're kind of in a can't-win-either-way situation. The BioBond seems to be causing these cancers that we're finding, or at least seems to be the place where they start. But smoothness in previous animal studies has been associated with cancer as well, that the rough surfaces are less likely to give rise to cancer than smooth surfaces. So there's yet another problem. Even if they remove the BioBond, the smoothness of the glass could be causing cancer too.
And I noticed that also. I'm glad you picked up on that. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. And that's why it shows you that this whole topic of microchip implants, that's why I said at the beginning of, in the introduction, I believe, in the paper, I said, this system is flawed from A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another problem regarding the microchip implants, and that pertains to the failure of the implant and or the failure of the electronic scanner that's used to read the microchip implant. Although the chip and the scanner can fail for a wide variety of reasons, one reason is due to the intentional incompatibility of microchip implant technology, and specifically due to the different frequencies and sometimes encryption, all scanners cannot read all microchip implants. Now, this is very important to note, because while the microchip companies promote the device by saying that if you're a responsible pet owner, you'll chip your animal. That way, if the animal's lost or stolen, it can be identified by the chip. But the little minor detail, Catherine, that they've forgotten to mention is that in order to protect their patents and share of the microchip market, not all scanners can read all chips. As a result, you've got an unknown number of animals with microchip implants. They've been euthanized because when the animal's gotten lost and turned up at the shelter, the scanner's not been able to read the chip. So that's very serious. And people have a false sense of security. They think this is my backup.
That's right.
If my pet gets loose. Well, these animals, and it's documented, Hayden, a dog in Virginia, he was the one that really broke that wide open for them. Another one that I'd like to mention, and this is something that you've mentioned, but this is definitely worth repeating, and that has to do with MRI incompatibility. And this is a potential problem that affects animals and humans. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but dogs, cats, and even horses, they undergo MRI diagnosis. Now, although the promotional literature by Verichip says it's safe to undergo MRI with a microchip implant, The fine print of another one of its documents suggests otherwise. And that document, and I'm going to quote from it, it says, do not perform MRI if the patient is sedated, anesthetized, confused, or otherwise unable to communicate with the MR system operator.
Yeah, just like an animal, yes, unable to communicate.
Yes, exactly. Now, according to the FDA, the potential adverse effects associated with implant devices in the MRI environment include, and this is quoting from the FDA document, device malfunction or failure, tearing of tissues, rotation of object in order to align with field, acceleration of object into bore of magnets, missile effect, and patient burns, thermal and electrical. Now, you know that they've been putting these chips in Alzheimer patients who are often confused. And like you said, the animals, well, they're sedated in order to undergo MRI diagnostics and unable to communicate with the technicians. So I find it shocking that this issue has been sorely overlooked by doctors, veterinarians, anyone who's promoting microchip implants, the mainstream media. I find that disgraceful, and you've tried to put attention to that matter. This is another one that's been sorely overlooked, and that's the fact that the microchip implants can enter the animal and the human food supply. There are birds in the wild. They're eating fish that have been chipped. And there's I think it's a 2004 USDA document. They issued a Class 1 recall because what happened was that pork shoulder butts, they may have contained microchip implants, and that meat was destined for human consumption.
Yeah, and you're talking about millions of salmon implanted with this. You're talking about islands glistening with microchips from the birds eating these things and excreting them. They're in pigs. They're in all sorts of things. And it really is a huge issue. I'm going to be giving this some thought, Jeannie. I'm almost thinking a book. You know, a book with one page per story, with glossy pictures for low attention span folks to flip through and go, oh, my gosh, maybe that's where we need to go. I don't know. I'm working on another book and kind of getting into this idea of book writing. Maybe we could just mail that out to people. That would get their attention. I'm not sure where we go, but let's continue to think about this. KMA@spychips.com if people have advice. And your website again, Jeannie?
It's Noble, N-O-B-L-E, put a hyphen, Leon, L-E-O-N, .com. And the newly released document, just scroll down to the news section and
awesome.
You'll see it right there at the top.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate all your hard work. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, folks. See you then.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.